Listening to this episode, something has gone horribly wrong.
Hey,
O-M-E-N-E-S.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Omenad Podcast. What is up, nerds? It's me, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, Lorizzi F. Baby. And the F stands for...
I'm feeling myself.
Coming to you live, except not really, because time is an illusion and so is my sense of responsibility. Ever heard the phrase, every man for himself and God for us all? Yeah, I think we as society might be taking that a little too literally. Like, to a level where basic human decency is starting to feel like a foreign concept, you know? We're pushing the individual a little bit too much. Individualism has its place, sure. Self-preservation is important and putting yourself first is sometimes necessary. But at what point does it stop being self-care and start being selfishness with a rebrand? Once upon a time, individualism was just an excuse for not sharing your last piece of chicken or like the last sweet in your packet. Now it's an entire social contract. Community? Over. Looking out for each other? Unsubscribed. If you're drowning, good luck. Because apparently, if you needed help, you should have planned better, worked harder, or had the foresight to be born into generational wealth. Meanwhile, the rest of us are out here side-eyeing each other, trying to figure out if lending a hand is worth the inconvenience. Empathy is starting to feel like a luxury item, something reserved for those who can afford to be decent. And that's the thing. Individualism is fine when it's about self-reliance, personal growth, and making your own decision. But it's giving not my problem energy at a time when we all kind of need each other. We act like we don't, though. We forget that no man is an island. You need people. Humans are social beings. You need community.
Warning. This is a podcast, not a TV show. A podcast, not a talk show. A podcast, not a YouTube channel. A podcast, not a vlog. A podcast, not a radio show. A podcast, not a...
The internet has literally never had us more connected and yet somehow lonelier. In a crowd, but still alone. How did this happen? Why is this happening? Like, listen to this. I was scrolling on YouTube the other day, looking at some niche topic, and I came across a video with zero views. Zero. Do you know how many people are online? Zero views. That's statistically impossible. Zero views. Who's even on the other side of the screen then? Is it bots?
Zero views.
Like zero views. And for what? What's the point of bots? Fake engagement? Capitalism? If a tree falls in the forest but all the listeners are AI or bots, does it even make a sound? Is it engagement? Human interaction remains invaluable, and yet... at the same time, we have turned friendship transactional. Everything is about give and take, although most people take more than they can give. People don't even want to listen to their friends vent anymore. Go to therapy, they say, as if their friends wanted to unpack generational trauma and not just complain about their annoying boss for a little bit. These same people will cry about the lack of community and love. You haven't been through anything for or with anyone, and you're wondering why you're alone. And the main character syndrome is at an all-time high. Listen, I thought I was self-centered, but some of y'all, you act like the world has a personal vendetta against you. Just so combative. Guys, nobody's out to get you. Unless you're Drake. Kendrick actually hates you.
Do you guys think Destiny's Child would still be a big deal if they just did solo stuff and then came back as a group every once in a while? Like with K-pop groups. Does America not have a contract for that?
I think we made life a little too convenient and self-serving and let money be the only thing that matters. Yes, I'm blaming capitalism again. Our social lives have become too curated and too transactional. Everything is an appointment, a booking, an experience, a consultation fee. We've cut ourselves off from the spontaneity and the chaos of just living. You don't want to go anywhere unless you've booked a table, a booth, or whatever. You need someone to have pre-curated the vibes and the energy even. Like, enough. Let's go back to walk-ins and spontaneity. If it's a 45-minute wait for your food, then take a deep breath and calm down, okay? Go take a walk. Maybe have a moment to have a real one-on-one conversation with your friend. Read a book. Or just sit there and let them cook. Like, food takes time. Let them cook.
I said let him cook!
My God, when did we all run out of patience? What happened to embracing a little bit of chaos? Do you know that we have outsourced social interactions? Do we realize that? Like, you can pay someone to do anything these days. And that's kind of made us like a little jaded. A little weird. Like, you could... There are apps that can text your loved ones on your behalf. Because you're forgetful. Anyway.
You have reached Omenad's empathy hotline. We're currently out of empathy. If you need someone to listen, try someone else pretending to care. But if you want to really take care of yourself, we offer services like ignoring your friends and calling it boundaries, or treating loneliness like a personality trait. We also have a subscription to send you memes to remind you that the world is out to get you. Leave a message after the beep, but remember, it's your world. We're just not listening right now.
We need to go back to caring about each other. Seriously. You can't expect a village to show up for you if you're unwilling to be a villager. You can't expect a village to show up for you if you're unwilling to be a villager. Build your village, man. Be a villager. It's brick by brick. It's the only way. Show up for people, even when you don't immediately need them. They took civics out of the curriculum and stopped teaching kids how to navigate government systems, how laws are passed, how courts operate, and how public funds are allocated. Because if you don't understand power, you cannot question it. And if you cannot question it, you cannot fight it. The powers that be keep us fighting for meager scraps, making it harder to care about each other when all you're trying to do is survive. As always, blame capitalism. I mean, who am I to judge or even speak? Because I am the perfect embodiment of individualism. Because how am I now hosting the podcast alone? Right? I am the biggest self out there. That's hilarious. I am the pot calling the kettle selfish. So, that's great. Been me, Lorizi F, and the F is for
Finish Kumalo. Buta sikuzia woga.
Hey,
OMENES.
Hey, you're listening to the podcast. Friends. Oh, before I go, I need to issue a correction. In a past conversation, I may have misled you. I previously stated that Watermelon Sugar High by Harry Styles was a song about cocaine. It is not. It is a song about eating. He said that thing is quenching, sweet as watermelon on a hot day.
of the Omenad Podcast.